Hundreds of third-level students who thought they'd secured a place to live for the coming academic year are being told with just weeks to go before colleges reopen that their accommodation is gone. Students in Donegal, Galway, Kerry and other locations have in recent weeks reported that providers of private student accommodation based off campus have said places previously ring-fenced for students are no longer being made available. One of those affected is David Friel from Mayo, who's studying for a Bachelor of Science degree in Physical Education at the Atlantic Technological University in Letterkenny, Donegal. He's been speaking to our reporter, Fiacra O'Kioni.
We put down our security deposits around the end of March, April time. There was around 50, 60 of us that put down this deposit. And just in the middle of June there, we got sent the email to say they could no longer provide the accommodation in Letterkenny for us.
What reason did they give at that point for why accommodation which had previously been available and which they had expected to be available was no longer going to be available?
So the reason that we were given on the email, which has been reported to the student union and the college themselves, on the email, it tells us that it was the cost of maintenance that they could no longer afford to keep the students in the accommodation.
And, you know, on a human level, it's left you and more than 50 other students in your college in a really awkward scenario, I would imagine. You're just a few weeks away from college starting again and you don't know where you're going to live.
Yes, definitely it's provided a lot of stress, not only for me, but of course my parents. Of course I'm from Mayo, so it's quite a long drive up to Letterkenny, and I'm still looking for accommodation, but still there's nothing available for us.
And that was student David Friel. Well, let's talk now to the president of the Union of Students in Ireland, Beth O'Reilly. A very good afternoon to you, Beth O'Reilly, and thank you for taking our call.
Thank you now, for letting me talk about students.
Yeah, we're all well aware of the pressures at this time of the year on students to find accommodation and the difficulty very many of them have of securing a place to stay. But this phenomenon now that has emerged of students who perhaps paid a deposit earlier in the year, who thought they'd secured a place for when lectures resume this autumn, being told now that that place is no longer available. How widespread is that? What are you hearing?
It's been an ongoing issue. We had a number of students' unions coming to us last year with this problem. I know that it was an issue in Waterford primarily, where some of their only purposeful student accommodation converted into long-term rentals. But now we're seeing that that's still continuing, and we just don't have the number of beds that we need for students. So when we're losing the beds that we have, it's creating a huge crisis for any student looking to enter into higher education.
And just to be clear here, this you're talking here about this occurring with what you've described, or in relation to what you've described as purpose-built student accommodation. What does that refer to?
Yeah, so purpose-built student accommodation is any accommodation complex that is built primarily aimed at housing students. That would be during the term time. Usually during the summertime, it would be used as a holiday rental for those tourists in the area. But during term time, it is a designated accommodation for students attending higher education.
And at this stage, have you a clear picture of how much of this capacity is being, if you like, withdrawn from the system?
Well, we don't have any numbers, and the reason for that is that we had been relying on the student accommodation strategy, which essentially outlined the projected bed builds, the projected demand for student accommodation, but this strategy hasn't been updated since 2019. So we're operating off of pre-COVID numbers, and we really don't know where we stand. Just from a casework level, we know how many students are coming to us day in, day out that are looking for accommodation and can't find it.
Are there not restrictions, though, on those who've received planning permission to build student accommodation, that they're not allowed, or there are limitations on any change of use?
In certain areas, yes. And the only thing that is kind of encouraging student accommodation providers to stay as student accommodation providers is the outdated student accommodation strategy and a circular that was issued by the Department of Housing last year, But ultimately, the private companies are seeking a profit. And at the end of the day, if there isn't legislation to ensure that student accommodation stays a student accommodation, these companies are just going to seek out a profit in whatever way they can.
So in relation then to this specific issue, purpose-built student accommodation, what do you want to see?
Well, we'd like to see legislation that protects students, renters, and ensures that their purpose-built student accommodation doesn't get changed use into private student accommodation or private use accommodation or just as a holiday rental accommodation. We need to ensure that the government is aware that this is an issue that is happening on local levels, not just in the cities. It's in rural areas too, and it needs to be addressed through legislation and not just the circular.
What about, Beth O'Reilly, the other source of accommodation for very many students up and down the country, and that is private landlords, whether it's an apartment or a number of apartments or a house share? What's the picture with that? Because we have today new information, new data on private landlords getting out of the business.
Yes, so there is a huge shortage of beds available from private landlords. And as well as that, there's a huge level of stigma around letting students rent in your house or in your apartment. There's an awful lot of ads you'd see up on daft.ie that would specify that they're not looking for student renters, which is a really unfair classification to kind of tire a whole group with. But a lot of the students that would enter into the private rental market are being priced out. I mean, the prices of rents are increasing across our cities and rural areas, and it's just becoming too expensive for students. Even on the highest rate of SUSE, even with grant payments, students can't afford to stay in these private rented accommodations.
So a range of issues here, and just several or less weeks away from colleges reopening. Is there anything that can be done to provide immediate or short-term amelioration?
So what we'd love to see is some legislation that protects students in digs tenancy agreements, because ultimately students are wary about entering into digs tenancies because they've heard the horror stories about, you know, last minute changes to their tenancy or being kicked out because the family would like to turn the room into the office instead. So we'd like to see some protection for students in digs just so that they can see it as a viable option to access accommodation for the academic year.
And there are tax benefits for homeowners in making that kind of accommodation available, aren't there?
Exactly. I think it's up to 14 grand tax-free a year. And it's just so beneficial for students who are facing commutes of up to 5 hours to get to college. We really need there to be more accommodation available in the short term so that we can look at long-term solutions. But we can't examine, you know, building new accommodation complexes until such time as we've housed the students we need to now.
And just finally, Beth, in terms of more long-term solutions to this, providing funding, perhaps, that's been talked about this weekend by the Minister Simon Harris, providing assistance and support for colleges to build their own student accommodation. What kind of difference do you think that might make?
It would be hugely beneficial because with inflation, the cost of building has gone up so much that a lot of colleges are just unwilling to engage in starting these projects because they're worried about operating at a loss. So if the government was to provide some assistance in that regard, I think a lot more colleges would be willing to start these projects in order to house students. But as well as that, we need an updated student accommodation strategy, as the one we're currently operating off is pre-COVID. So all of the numbers, all of the data, it's quite behind, and we don't know where we stand with the situation fully at the moment. So we do need research to be done on the demand for student accommodation and on where that demand is so that we can start tackling the problem effectively.
Beth O'Reilly, President of the Union of Students in Ireland, thank you for that.